Welcome to the Mind Her Business podcast, the go-to podcast for female entrepreneurs looking to scale their business while taking care of your mindset, your health, and your family. Honestly, just trying to keep your head above water.
So go ahead and pour yourself a cup of coffee or make your favorite cocktail. We don't judge. It's time to become the holistic CEO you're meant to be.
Feels good to be back.
I was going to say, we're bringing it back old school too, right? Where it's just you and I talking today.
It's been a hot second.
It has. So let's catch up.
Yeah. I feel like we've had some amazing guests on over the last couple of months, but we kind of are doing a revamp of the podcast a little bit.
Well, this is like what 2024 is for us.
Oh my gosh.
Simplify. Slow down, not stress ourselves out, and just realize, okay, what does our person need to hear? Yeah. Right. And so when we were bringing on all these amazing guests, we're like, this would have been great, but spread out across the year.
Yes.
And then intermix it with these podcasts that we know like our listeners need to hear.
Yeah.
Right. Everything they need to know how to kind of build these businesses. And so, yeah, we're taking it back old school. We were looking back through some of our old podcasts and I was like, oh my gosh, these were great episodes. We need to like bring these back and revamp them for 2024. Yeah. So today we're just going to kind of riff.
I'm excited to talk with you guys more. And I think that this goes perfectly with some of the changes that we're doing behind the scenes. Yep. I think it's really easy when you're building businesses to try and do everything that then all of a sudden you look up and you're like, wait, I'm not doing the things that I really love. And
all
so,
the time.
Right. And so I think when we've really realigned for the beginning of this year, when we met with the team and everything, we said at our core, we truly believe in helping women start these virtual assistant businesses that allow them to have the freedom that they want. And that's why I'm excited to like be doing this revamp with the podcast, because I feel like it's all coming together.
Absolutely. Yeah. And with that, we were talking about, okay, what does our audience need? And we kind of polled everybody, right? We polled the people in our social community and we're like, okay, what do you guys need? What's keeping you stuck from either making the jump and starting a virtual assistant business or a business this year? Or like, why haven't you taken that next step? Because we had a lot of people saying, you know, I'm ready. I've taken the step to buy the program. I have not dove into any program. And so one of the things kept coming up and it was around how quickly you can replace your 9-to-6 income. And so that's kind of what we want to talk about today is like, it is possible to
beyond possible
replace your 9-to-6.
Yes.
And we've seen it happen firsthand with our students.
With ourselves,
yeah. With our students. But I'm just saying like it seems like it's impossible when you say 90 days. 90 days seems really quick, but it is so, so possible. But you need to just be hyper-focused.
Yeah. And I think that that's one of the main reasons why we're changing so much this year is, and I don't want this to offend anyone or anything, but like, I don't want to work with people who are not hyper-focused because you're not going to get the results. And like, we're going to do everything possible on our end, but you have to take action. And so if that's not a focus of yours, and like, here's what I'm saying, like, and maybe it takes you 120 days, maybe it takes you 4 months, maybe it takes you 6 months. I just like the getting in and taking action. Like, we can provide you with the roadmap, but I think with all the revamps we're doing, it's because we know the type of person that we can help and who we want to work with.
Absolutely.
And that's been like a really big thing. Like a really big shift, I would say. So let's kind of talk through our roadmap for replacing your salary in 90 days, because we have it in 7 steps.
Absolutely. And the first step, honestly, this is the biggest one.
Yeah.
I would say 80% of entrepreneurship is mindset and overcoming this fear of failure.
Yes.
And so it's overcoming imposter syndrome and really shifting your mind, setting your goals and figuring out what you want to do with this business.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that that goes back to like, we're going to help you, right? Like, we're going to help you move past like these limiting beliefs and these roadblocks. But like, there is a part of like, you have to believe in yourself too, right? Like, you have to hold that vision. And so this first step, we're going to give you all those tools. We're going to give you those tools so you can hold that vision. We're going to give you those tools so you can become abundantly clear on like how much money you actually need to make. And you're going to be able to move past all of these things. And so as we go through these 7 steps, I want you guys to know that like, we literally thought back to what did we need in that time and like started building essentially like a ladder for people to follow from there.
And imposter syndrome, I mean, one of the biggest things for me is acknowledging that it's there, right? Yeah. realizing it's probably never going to go away. Some of the most successful business owners still to this day will say that they struggle with imposter syndrome. Like they get to one phase of their business and then they're looking at their second phase and they struggle. So for me, that would be, okay, I know how to coach online, but thinking of a live event, I'm going to have a little imposter syndrome, right? Yeah. So it's true for me. It's maybe true for you, true for everybody out there, but you just have to acknowledge it, that it's there. And keep remembering what you were able to accomplish. I think that's the biggest thing. Like, oh my gosh, look what I did in 3 months. Oh my gosh, look what I did in a year. And keep pushing the imposter syndrome back, because no matter what you do, it's always going to be there.
100%. It really doesn't go away.
No.
So step two is discover your profitable service and niche. So this is a big pivot for us because... I mean, we believe in Pinterest to its core. We truly do. But we also know that there's so many people who are currently in corporate jobs, just a 9-to-6, like any type of role, that what you're doing, you may not like think about this, but what you're doing can be a profitable service.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we even have students that have started the Pinterest VA school. So learned the Pinterest marketing, started off with Pinterest marketing, and discovered... actually, I'm going to take this service that I used to do in my corporate job. I'm going to take this and turn it into a service. Mm-hmm. Like we have proof that our students have been able to kind of get past the imposter syndrome, get past like their fear, set their mindset, right? Start offering a service and then pivot. Yeah. And so for us, it was like, we know that we can help you discover a profitable service and the niche to be in.
I mean, we worked with her through all of that. And we were like, we worked with her when she was making that pivot.
Yep.
And then we worked with her to become abundantly clear on what she was offering. And then just seeing that with some small tweaks, it was like 2 or 3 weeks, she ended up landing a $2,400 a month client.
Yeah.
With small tweaks.
Very small.
Very small.
Yeah. So it's amazing what can happen in a quick amount of time.
Absolutely.
Too. And then we were also talking about this too, with like discovering your service. Me, you know, I come from a healthcare background. Yeah. So initially it's like, what could somebody in healthcare do? Like if you're sitting there going, okay, you guys are talking about skills, but like I didn't go to business school. Well, neither did I.
Yeah.
I have no degree in marketing.
Same.
But I started talking through it with you and I was like, okay, somebody in healthcare, like we're problem solvers, right? That half of our brain, usually if we went and we did science and math and that was the big focus for us in college, like that side of our brain is all focused on problems. Do you know how many business owners need somebody to solve their problems?
100, 150%. I also think about like if I would have just taken what I was doing in corporate and decide, okay, I'm just going to take these skills. I'm not going to learn anything else. I'm just going to become a virtual assistant. I could have done project management. I could have done data entry. I could have helped businesses who were wanting to develop products. Like my skill set was so wide. I just decided that I didn't necessarily love what I was doing.
Yep.
So I wanted to pivot. And so I think that that's one of the biggest parts of this ladder is you are 100% doing stuff today that can be a service and you can make a lot of money doing it.
Yeah. It just takes a little time sitting down, going through it, thinking through if it's profitable, thinking through if you've got the person for it or the right niche for it. And then like from there, you're kind of off to the races.
I think that's what excites me so much about this new roadmap is like, we're helping you get started. And then we're also making it abundantly clear, like pivot, get started, replace your income, learn what you like, and then pivot and grow from there.
Absolutely. You do not need to be stuck on anything.
Yeah.
Anything at all.
And that's kind of what we found with the Pinterest VA school is people thought like they could only ever offer Pinterest because like it's great, right?
Yep.
And then when we started having more of these conversations, we're like, you can pivot. You have all the tools.
Yeah. So do exciting. Do what lights you up.
Yes.
By all means. Okay. So step number three would be set your business foundations. What do we mean by that?
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing when it comes to your business foundations is like making sure that you're protected legally.
Yep.
It's like all the stuff that nobody wants to think about, right? Like make sure you have your systems in place. You 100% do not need a website. I will say that till I'm blue in the face. But it really is making sure that like when a client is ready to work with you, you are ready to work with them. So like, how are you going to accept payment?
Yep.
What does your contract look like? How are you going to onboard them? It's all of those like nitty gritty things that they're not like the sexy part of business, but they keep you protected. They keep the client protected and it gets you paid at the end of the
day. A lot of times people focus so much on the branding. They're like, oh, I'm going to start a business.
Yes.
I need a logo and I need a name, which you do need to have some name, but spend like 10 minutes on the name. I need colors and I need branding and my social media is not built out. And so I cannot start. And it's like, oh my gosh, that is the one thing. Yeah. It's no, just start. You need a few specific pieces of the puzzle. Like you said, you need to be able to accept payment. You don't have a bank account. Like the money's going to go nowhere. So you have to have those things set up. And those are very basic systems. And, you know, we go through all of that, but it really, we make it too complicated. We make too complicated in the beginning, especially when you don't know if you're actually going to stick with that service. I think that's the big thing.
One of, it reminds me of a DM that came in and it was a student inside of the Pinterest VA school and she was struggling to decide on a name because you have to have your name for your LLC. And I told her, I was like, just pick a name for your LLC because that's not the name you always have to go by. That's just your LLC. You can then do business as something else. And I also think this comes back to like our human nature. Nobody's going to not work with you because they don't understand your name. You know what I mean?
No.
Nobody, like, it's just not going to be a thing. I remember when...
Unless it's offensive. And then,
right.
No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry, my brain doesn't even go there because I'm hoping that wouldn't be a thing.
I do. I'm like, would I work with somebody who is... no, I won't even go there.
But I'm like, going back to like when I picked Let's Get Social agency, I literally was like, what are we doing? Social media. Okay. Well, I guess they're getting social. Let's get social. And Let's Get Social was taken. So then I was like, well, I guess we're an agency. And it was Let's Get Social agency. And then it just worked.
So if you guys are out there wondering, okay, I'm a virtual assistant or freelancer, or am I an agency, or what do I call myself?
Whatever you want
to be. Whatever you want to be. I think that's the biggest holdup for people. They're like, oh, am I a VA? Am I a freelancer? Am I a contractor? Am I an agency? It's you are what you want to be.
You are whatever you want to be.
Emily made herself an agency before she was actually more than one person. It does not matter.
And I simply did that because Let's Get Social wasn't available. Like, it wasn't that deep. It really, I wish it was. I wish I would have had this massive vision, but I was where a lot of people were. I wanted to replace my 9-to-6 income. I knew I needed an LLC and it did not go for the
The only other thing I would say outside of like the basics is just making sure you know your pricing, right? Before you go to offer your service.
Well, and I think that this is where it's really interesting, right? So like, know your pricing. And then our next step is like, offer your services and land that beta client. And so I think what's exciting is I think you should know your base price. So like, it kind of comes back to step one. How much money do you need to make to replace your 9-to-6? So what's your amount that you need to make each month? And then if let's, for instance, say that you need to make $6K a month. Okay, well, with what you're offering, that could be 3 clients at $2K. Mm-hmm. That could be 2 clients at $3K. That could be 6 clients at $1K. Mm-hmm. And so I think knowing that base and knowing where your like tiers are or like your wiggle room, and then that allows you to get that first client under your belt. And maybe you're like, okay, I know what I'm offering should be closer to 2 or 3. I'm going to offer it for $1,000. And then I'm getting paid to build my business, essentially.
And I always like the conversation around beta clients because I think people kind of make it mysterious. I actually feel like our students have done a good job to understand like what we mean when we say beta client. But when you say beta client, what are you talking about?
It's just essentially your very first client. Yep. So you're doing it for a lesser monthly retainer. You may do it hourly because you personally want to see how long it's going to take you. They know that they are your first or one of your first. So they're essentially getting a deal and it's for a set period of time. I think the biggest mistake is having this be an ongoing relationship for that low price, because then you will find yourself essentially doing so much work because you signed up for so much work at the beginning. So it's really a way for you to get your feet wet. It's a way for the client to have a win when it comes to pricing. You get a case study and then you're able to go to another client and say, I know I can do this for you.
I think that's the biggest thing. It's that social proof, right? Especially with how social media is and the way that we find like people just to work with us. Somebody, we just hired somebody in a contractor role, right? And it's like finding somebody to work with you, it's so challenging. There's 500 applicants. And so you have to have some sort of social proof nowadays, especially working online. And so I'll even go as far as to say some of our clients have, or excuse me, some of our students have said, you know, I offered this for free for even a couple weeks just to get some experience and then come back. So if that's even something you're comfortable with, I feel like getting the social proof is worth a couple weeks of offering something for free.
It's not going to hurt you.
No.
I mean, the worst thing would be to just have this be this open-ended agreement. Yep. That's why you have like the business foundations in place. It also, here's the way I view it. I think offering it for free can be such a win. I think offering it for $50 is a bigger win.
Right? Yeah. There's a little skin in the game for the person.
Now your offer has been verified.
Yep.
And I think that that's the biggest thing with a beta client is like, is our package or our services, are they verified? Is there a market that wants to buy it?
Yep. I think that's really good.
Like that's kind of where we use this as a test.
That kind of brings us into our next step, right? Yeah. It's like verifying your verifying your service then brings you into creating an irresistible offer. Because a lot of times people get confused in the difference between a service and an offer. And an offer is really just taking that service. So now that you've done it, it's verified, you enjoy doing it. And who are you offering it to? Mm-hmm. And how are you making it irresistible? So what tangible thing can your client expect on the other end? And I feel like that's what's so different. But once you kind of find that this is the service I want to offer, then packaging it into an offer that people can't say no to.
Yeah, absolutely. It's essentially knowing like what your person wants and like what is a price that, what's a price, a package of the services being offered that has them literally going, wow, I like take my credit card.
Yeah. Sign me up. I don't need to know anything else. That's like the best, the best thing ever. And then once you have all that, so let's just recap, right? We're at five. So we're going to overhaul imposter syndrome, discover a profitable service. We're going to lay business foundations, then offer services to get our first beta client. Once we know that it's working, we know that we like it, we're going to package it into an offer.
Yep.
And then what comes next?
Then that's really when we're going to start creating content on social.
Yep.
This is a step that I feel like is really powerful when you are wanting to grow your business because you're building brand awareness. This doesn't have to be complicated or overwhelming. I think that's one of the things this year that I'm really trying to like make clear to people is that not only do we make business complicated, we make social media complicated.
1,000%.
Like fully. And so when I say you're going to create content on social, I mean like do 3 posts a week.
Yeah.
Like just be there because here's the thing. People are using these platforms to find clients now, like, or to find people to work with.
It's not going away.
It's not going away, but also it's a free way to find, it's a free way to find business. Like, I think that's the thing we overlook, right? If we're using freelance sites, sometimes we have to pay to be a part of those freelance sites and you're not having to run ads. Like this is a free way to connect with your person. So it's really a win-win. You're getting practice. You're getting you're putting yourself out there. You're getting to perfect your offer. Like there's so many benefits that come with this. And I think the biggest thing is like, let's use social media to bring in those quality clients, to bring in those leads. Let's not make it complicated. We have students who are building multi six-figure businesses and they have 500 followers.
Yep.
Like this does not need to be something where it's like an insane numbers game.
Yeah. I kind of like the way you reframed it too, because as me, somebody who's not always been like, I love social media, I'm starting to learn it, I'm starting to embrace it a little bit more. But I like the way you said it is free. Like most of our students or people coming in are like, okay, how can I do this on the cheap, right? Because I don't have a lot, or I'm trying to do this as a side hustle, or, you know, I want to make sure that I enjoy doing it. And that's such a good point. Yeah. Thinking about the fact that this is free marketing, and truthfully, anybody that owns a business online or even brick and mortar, like you're on social media.
Yeah.
So if you want a business, if you want to own your own business, like you got to jump on board.
I mean, you can do this through freelance sites. That's how we built our business. But I'll tell you, I paid for all of that. Like that wasn't free by any means. Like I was paying for Connects. And I also feel like this was back in the time when people weren't viewing social media the way that they are now. But I think that's something we forget. We forget that this is literally a free way to connect with your ideal customer. And when you view it that way, it's like, isn't it worth it to spend 3 hours?
Heck yeah.
Like fully.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's absolutely. Absolutely. And then the last step is now we're going to layer on more systems that are actually going to save us some time.
Yeah. And they're not complicated.
No.
So our goal through this final step is to essentially save you 10 hours a week. That's the end goal.
Yeah. Which is a lot.
It's so much. When you think about
it. Well, I think about my normal day. Like today I'm working probably 9 to 2:20. Yeah. I'm going to go pick up my boys. And so I'm able to accomplish most of what I need to do between the hours of like 9 and 2, right? Yeah. 5 hours a day, give or take. And then Fridays we're kind of like light mode. So it really is as long as you have systems in place, it really is possible to like trim down the time that we're spending in front of the computer.
100%. And I mean, like, we're teaching you guys stuff that I wish we would have had implemented so long ago, but also a lot of the stuff like wasn't around then. So like, for that's sure. the cool part. Like, we're teaching you systems that you're able to get paid regardless of the time of day.
It's the best.
Where like that hasn't been something in the service space before, right? And so it really is opening up this new like level of freedom.
You guys, there's nothing better than waking up in the morning and seeing that you had payments come through for services and that everything's working in the back end for you to keep your business running. It's like the greatest thing ever.
So awesome.
It's the one thing where I'm like, I try not to check my email in the morning, but also I want to see my email in the morning because it like starts me on a good note.
Oh yeah. No, it's so cool. And the thing is that like all of this is going to take you a little bit of time to like set up. But then it saves you so much on the back end.
It's worth it.
So that's really our roadmap. That is our 7-step roadmap to replacing your salary in 90 days.
Yep.
And here's the crazy thing. You might be sitting there going, 90 days is not a long time. We've had students do this in 3 weeks.
Yep.
So like that's why we felt like doing 90 days was like, in my mind, I'm like, this is a big buffer.
Yeah.
Because once it all starts happening and snowballing, it's like, you better strap in because it's going to be a wild ride.
And I also like when you said too, it could be 90 for somebody and it could be 3 weeks for somebody else and it could be 180. It's all going to be how you decide to go about this, right? Yes. If you're going to jump full in or maybe you have to, you know, step your way through it, but the process is going to remain the same.
Yes.
It doesn't really matter how long it's going to take you. You are going to get from A to Z and that's our commitment.
100%. Our commitment is that we will give you the entire path, but like you have to show up and put in the work.
Yeah.
And I think that that's like the one thing that I'm super fired up about this year is it's like, we'll give you all the tools, but if you can't commit to doing something for like, I don't know, 1 to 4 hours a week,
it's
not for you.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's
she'll stand. She'll stand on our soapbox and she will tell you all.
I will, because here's the thing. You're not going to get out of the program what we want you to get out of it. And then that's not a win for anyone.
Nope.
It's really not. So
that's where we're going to be this year.
It is. I know. And this is a conversation for another day, but I really do feel like there's ways that, well, at my core, I truly believe becoming a virtual assistant is the fastest way to replace your 9-to-6 fully. I don't care what anyone says online, but you also can't be afraid of putting in the work to build that foundation.
Yep.
Like, yes, there's people who are saying that they're working 1 to 2 hours a day and they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. That's great. Maybe they are. But like you have to build that foundation.
Yep.
They built a foundation. And so like we're giving you that foundation.
Yep. And where are we giving them this foundation, Emily?
Inside of the VA school.
Which is so crazy to say. I actually had a Freudian slip. I said the Pinterest VA school when I was recording something just yesterday. And I'm like, I'm going to have to get around that. But really the VA school came about because of what we've talked about, right? With how we believe that it doesn't have to just be Pinterest.
Yeah.
There can be so many services that you can offer and be able to replace your 9-to-6 income. So we're going to link all the information to the VA school below.
Yes.
We would love to have you inside. We'd love to start conversations with you. Like hop on over to our Instagram.
Yeah, I think that's the best place to start, right? Like hop on over to our Instagram, sign into our DMs, and we can make sure it's the right fit for you.
Yep.
Because like we kind of said, we want people who are really like wanting to make these changes.
Yep. That's going to be fun.
It's going to be so much fun. Alrighty, guys. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. And we're excited to be bringing this format back.
It's good.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. If you could go ahead and leave us a review and let us know what your biggest takeaway was, we'd really appreciate it. And we'd love to connect with you over on Instagram. I'm @EmilyVDW.
And I'm @BreeGalloway_.
See you next week.
Bye.